We'd like to welcome every one of us to the presence of the Lord this morning. In His presence, there is always what? Fullness of joy. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. I would like you to welcome someone beside you and tell them, welcome to the presence of the Lord. Welcome to the month of March, impartation and miracle service. Oh, today, the Lord will visit you and give you a testimony in the name of Jesus. I would like us to read the scripture, the book of Exodus chapter 33. We'll read from verse 13 to verse 16. Now, we're talking about the gift of God's presence. The gift of God's presence. Exodus chapter 33. Now therefore, I pray thee. Now this is the man, Moses, talking to the Lord. If I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. We're reading to verse 16. And he said, who spoke here, church? Who spoke here? The Lord. My presence shall go with thee. That's the word of the Lord for someone. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. The Lord is saying to someone this season, my presence will go with you. In that career, my presence will go with you. In that endeavor, my presence will go with you. And I, the Lord, will give you rest. We're reading to verse 16. Next verse. And he said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. What King David is trying to explain to us here is, God, if your presence is not with us, we are not moving yonder. We are not taking any step forward if your presence is not with us. And he said, for wherein shall it be known here that I and the people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? I'm praying for someone again. In the journey of 2026, his presence will be with you. Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, in this month of March, we started talking about walking with God. Genesis chapter 5, from verse 22 to 24. We talk about the man called Enoch. And Enoch walked with God. And he walked with God consistently for 300 years. And God enjoyed this fellowship. And he decided to take him up to heaven without passing through the portals of grave. Amen. And Noah walked with God. And the Bible says, I believe in Genesis chapter 6 now, Noah, God found him faithful, and he told him, I am going to destroy this world, but because I have found you faithful, you have found grace in my sight, you are just and perfect in this generation. And the Bible said, this same Noah walked with God. And Abraham, when God called his father out of the awe of the Chaldees, Terah, Genesis chapter 11. Terah did not get to the promised land. He missed the opportunity. And in chapter 12, when God called Abraham, God now told him, I am going to enter into a covenant with you. And the Bible said this same Abraham began to walk with God. And today, every one of us, we are still laying claim to the blessings of Abraham because one man chose to walk with God. Praise God. Beloved, what I'm saying this morning is that walking with God in this wicked world is not optional. Because if you don't have God with you, you will not be able to be successful in anything. Praise the Lord. God is always present with us. That's why it's called omnipresence. Amen. And when you want to embark on a journey, I'm sure most of us, when we left God's own country, you want to embark on a journey. What did you do? You began to plan. You began to make arrangements. This and this place and this place is where I am going to go. This is who is going to welcome me. I may not know what is waiting for me there, but at least I have somebody that can guide me around. But when God called Abraham, he says, leave your father's house. I am going to take you to the promised land, to a land that I will show you. And when he was leaving, they were asking him, where are you going? He says, I don't know. Because God told him, I am the one that will show you. When you get there, you will know. Do you know the reason why it's important for you to have God's presence with you? Because in this world, without his presence, the enemy will mess with our glory, with our destiny, but with God on our side. That's why Moses cried to the Lord. You have given me these people. If your presence will not go with us, we are not going to take a step forward. I'm speaking to someone. I don't know how you have been ordering your life. I don't know how you have been making decisions, but you need more than ever before from today the presence of God. The presence of God. The gift of his presence. Now, when we talk about the gift of God's presence, let's try and define what do we mean by presence. Presence in the Hebrew word, there are multiple words for it. One of it is panim, P-A-N-I-M, panim, which means face, a close personal view, a close personal gaze, to behold his face, to look intently unto him. Praise God. Praise God. There's another word that I want to use when we talk about presence. And this is the word I will refer to as the manifest presence, not just presence, the manifest presence. And that word is called Shekinah. Amen. Amen. The manifest presence of God, showing his divine glory among his people in someone's life. No wonder Moses said, if your presence will not go with us, I'm not going to go anywhere. He says, if I have found favor in your sight, now show me. Beloved, it's dangerous who you are, who you walk with. We're talking about walking with God in this one. Who you walk with is what? It's important. I'm sure we know the story of the man called Jonah. Praise God. I look at his story and something came to my mind. When Jonah boarded some people's boats, they did not understand who entered their life, who entered their boat. Give it to us. Jonah chapter 1, verse 5. You see, when Jonah, the Bible says Jonah paid his fare. I don't know who you have allowed into your life, who you have welcomed into your home. I still remember our father and the Lord said, Jonah must go. Praise God. Lot must go. I don't know who needs to live your life so that you can enjoy the presence of the Lord. The Bible says this man paid his fares. And do you know what happened? Everybody around him, his own issue, caused them to lose everything that they have. Because he entered into a boat and the storm arose Everybody start to dump all their possessions. What was Jonah doing? Sleeping. Sleeping. And speaking to the destiny of someone, that by the power that is in the name of Jesus. The Lord told us yesterday, when we're talking about the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, Peter, James, and John, the Bible said when they awake, they saw his glory. The Lord said, I should tell someone, it is time for you to awake so that you don't miss your Kairos moment. It is time for you to take your destiny seriously. Seriously, so that you don't miss your Kairos moment. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know you have not been who God wants you to be. You know you have not been who God wants you to be. You have been doing things in your own way. The Spirit of the Lord is saying it is time for you to awake so that you don't miss your Kairos moments. I will expatiate further, but let's continue. Jonah caused the people that he associated with to lose everything that they have ever worked for. Beloved, whoever you are standing in their presence is important. Because when you are standing with mean men, when you are standing with mere men, when you are standing with people that are not going anywhere, then your own destiny is already sealed. No wonder David said in Psalm 51, verse 11. He says, cast me not away from where? Take not your spirit from me. Beloved, the presence of God is important. The psalmist in Psalm 139, from verse 7, it says, where will I go from your presence? Where will I go from your presence? Where will I go from your spirit? Next verse. He says, if I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, it is still your hand that will take me there. You are there. Because there is no way the people in hell can be saved if God is not there. Hallelujah. Next verse. He says, even if I take the wings of the morning and I want to go and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, he said, dear, it is still your hand that will lead me. Someone says presence. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, when you understand what presence means, then you will know that without God in this life, we are nobody. You see, that's why when the Lord told Moses, this is how you are going to bless the children of the Lord. Amen. In Numbers chapter 6 from verse 25. Numbers 6 from verse 25. May the Lord bless and keep thee. May he cause his face to do what? That means you will never lack his presence. Because anytime his face is against you, anytime his face is against you, you are in trouble. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be what? And be gracious unto thee. Next verse. The Lord lift up his countenance. The Lord will lift up his eyes upon you. He will look at you and he will give you peace. The gift of his presence. The psalmist says, I have nowhere else to go without your presence. He says, cast me not away from your presence. Beloved, the greatest gift a believer can receive after salvation after you have given your life to Christ and you have submitted to transformation, is the gift of his presence. Amen. It's the gift of his presence. We talk about Jonah earlier. If you go to verse 13, the book of Jonah and verse 13, the people that Jonah associates, who you walk with, matters. Amen. When they knew that Jonah was the reason behind all their losses, they were not ready to let go. The Bible says they began to row hard. They began to struggle. They began to labor. They began to toil. But they could not, for the sea was rough and was tempestuous against them. When you are working with the wrong people, when you are working in the wrong company, when you are in the presence of wrong people, life will be hard. Life will be difficult. But brethren, you only need to stand in the presence of the audience of one. Because he's the one who makes all things beautiful in his time. The gift of his presence. Let's go back to Luke chapter 9 from verse 28. We spoke about them yesterday. Peter, James, and John. The Bible says they went with Jesus to the mountain. Amen. Next verse. And Jesus was praying. And as a result of his prayer, his countenance was altered. His raiment became white and glistening. Next verse. When he was praying, behold, Moses and Elijah began to do what? Commune with him. Hallelujah. And appeared in glory. We're talking of presence. The manifest presence of God is in Shekinah glory. When his glory is in your life, when the glory comes, there will be no words to say. Oh, beloved, when the King of glory is with you, it's Shekinah glory. You will never continue to tell stories because it's the one that will turn your story to glory. Praise the Lord. Who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should be accomplished at Jerusalem. And what happened to our three brothers, Peter, James, and John? Next verse. The Bible says, when they awake, they were heavy with sleep. But because of proximity to Jesus, Bible says, when they awake, they still saw his glory. When they awake, they saw his glory. They saw Moses and they saw Elias commune with him. When they awake. And that leads me back to what the Lord said earlier for someone. It is time for you to awake because you don't want to miss Kairos moments. I will explain further. Next verse. When they awake, they saw his glory. The Bible says it came to pass. Praise God. Look at what Peter said. He said to Jesus, it is good for us to make three tabernacles here. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elias. Can you imagine? We're talking of a destiny-defined moment. All he was thinking about is, let's settle here. There is glory ahead. Do you know why he wanted them to settle? Because they were sleeping. When you are sleeping, you will not be able to look forward to the next level that God has ordained for you. He says, this is heaven. We can see Jesus. We can see Moses. We can see Elijah. Let's make tabernacles here and settle. You remember, it was only the three of them that came with Jesus to the mount. What happened to the rest? He said, we don't care about them. Let's take care of ourselves here now. When you are sleeping, you will not be able to see the vision ahead. Next verse. not knowing. But the Bible says, while he does speak, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. They still entered into the cloud, but they entered in fear. Why? Because all the while, the encounters that was happening, it was only Jesus that was enjoying it. They were sleeping. Do you see why it is dangerous to be sleeping when Kairos moment is at hand? As they entered into the cloud. Why? Because God's presence was there with them. But they could not see that there is greatness, there is victory, there is glory ahead. Beloved, the Lord wants us to do certain things this morning. But let me give us some of the benefits of his presence. You see, I've said this, church. When you walk with the Lord, there are certain blessings that God will give you as benefits. Not that you ask for it. Not that you covet it. God will bless you with certain benefits as a reward. One of it is the token of his presence. When you have the presence of God, one of the first benefits is that his presence will bring glory and honor into your life. Please write it down. The presence of God will bring glory and honor into your life. I'm sure we remember the man called Moses. Before the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, how many? We all, with open, with clear, with unfettered, unhindered faces, beholding as in a glass, the glory of who? Are changed into the same image. No wonder the psalmist says, I have set the Lord always before me. What you behold is what you become. What you behold is what you become. When you are in his presence, you will begin to change into that same image from glory to glory. That was exactly what happened to Moses. Let's go back to Exodus 33 from verse 18 now. Exodus 33 from verse 18. Moses made a request unto God. He says, I beseech you now, show me. I need to see your glory. Next verse. Let's move on very quickly. And God told him, I will make all my goodness to pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord and be gracious to you. I will have mercy on whom I choose to have mercy. Next verse. He says, you can't see my face and live. He said, but there is something that I will do. Amen. Next verse. There is a place by me. Someone says a place by him. He that dwells in the secret place of shall abide. There is always a place by him. You want to receive the gift of his presence. You need to find your way to a place by him. There is a place by me. I'm going to keep you there. You will stand upon the rock. Next verse. And I will cover you while my glory pass. I will put you in the cleft of a rock. And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Someone says glory.
Glory.
Glory. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh. Beloved, glory is real. Let's move on. Next verse. It is real. The presence of God. It says, then I will take away my hand and you will see my back parts. When Moses saw the glory of God, do you know that when he came down to come and meet the children of Israel, what did he have to do? put a veil on his face because they could not literally behold his face. When you receive the gift of God's presence, oh yes, his glory, his Shekinah glory will cover you. There is what I will refer to as, you see, there is glory and there is honor. When people are not seeing a glory in someone's life, honor will not follow. Hallelujah. Are we together? When you tell me you have glory, and that glory is of God, and honor did not follow. No, sir, you have not met the God of the Bible. Because even before, everybody referenced and honored Moses. But after this incident, no. Because when he will come down to come and talk with the people, he has to cover his face with a veil. When you dwell in his presence, his glory will be revealed. As we behold his glory, we'll become like him. And when we talk about God's presence, you see, when God honors you with his glory, there is no way you will stand and men. Don't let me get ahead of myself. But let me tell someone again. The only thing and the greatest thing I want to covet more than anything else is God's presence. No wonder David says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in his house because I want to be close to him. Just one purpose, one passion, just to know you more and more. For when I know you, I'll find me. When you know him, it is in him that you will find your purpose in life. Praise God. Let's move on. The blessings, the benefit of his presence. Number one, God releases his presence to bring glory and honor. Number two, his presence brings true, I will refer to as true joy and peace. Someone says joy. Joy and peace. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 16 and verse 11. Psalm 16 and verse 11. When we talk about joy, when we talk about peace, in this life, one of the things that everybody's life is looking for is what I refer to as peace. He says, thou will show me the path of life. Who is going to show you? He says, in your presence, what exists there? Not just joy. Joy in its fullness. No wonder the psalmist says, though I'm passing through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid. Why? Because as long as his presence is with you, oh yes, you are full of joy. Because you already know victory is guaranteed. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. In Psalm, the same book of Psalm, give me Psalm 89 from verse 15. Psalm 89 from verse 15. Let me have this in NLT or NIV. NLT or NIV. He said, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your He says, Lord, next verse. When they walk in the light of your presence, they rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness. When you are in his presence, there is no way you will allow sorrow. You will allow pain. You will allow affliction to overwhelm your heart. Why? Because you know the one that is walking with you is the one who is called the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to give someone, wants to bring that balm of Gilead again. There is a pain. There is a hurt of the past. The Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you. And the Lord is bringing healing. He's bringing healing. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. One of the benefits of His presence is joy and peace. In Psalm 23 and verse 4, the psalmist says, Psalm 23 verse 4. Amen. There is a hand over the destiny of someone. But there is also the everlasting hand of our God. I stretch forth my hands. Lord, every hand that has covered this person's glory, let that hand receive fire. In the name of Jesus. The psalmist says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid of any. Why? Someone says presence. Because of the gift of His presence. Let's move on. Number three, Holy Spirit, help us. His presence brings victory and deliverance from all evil. His presence, the gift of God's presence, brings victory and deliverance from all evil. I remember the story of before I go there, I was trying to refer to the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but before I go there, let's read Psalm 31 from verse 19 and 20. The psalmist says, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Verse 20. Thou shalt hide there. There is a place by me where no evil, no calamity, no oppression, no affliction, no danger, no cancer, no fibroid can touch you. Thou shalt hide them in the secret place of your presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. His presence brings victory and deliverance. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, His presence, brings deliverance, brings victory. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Presence. When the king threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, who showed up as the fourth man? You need the presence of God. Do you know God can prevent them from being thrown into the fire? That's God for you. He says, I want to manifest my presence. The king did not know who I am. And when he showed up in the fire, the king changed his watch, made a confession. We threw three men into the fire. But I see the fourth one, and his form is like the sun. Beloved, please tell your neighbor again, you need the presence of God. Because you don't have to be afraid of any flood of life or any fire. because his presence is with me. It's with you. Let me give us one more and then we'll begin to pray. One or two more. Benefit of his presence. We're talking of the gift of God's presence. Number four, his presence brings supernatural promotion and greatness. Supernatural promotion and... I'm sure we remember Daniel and his three friends. When Daniel interpreted the king's dream in Daniel chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20, Daniel chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20. The king, how many of us knew Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the land of Babylon? Who were they? Thank you, sir. Someone may use the word immigrants, but someone used the perfect word. They were slaves. Period. Because when they were brought, they were forced against their will. You see, immigrants, you immigrate by yourself, correct? But when they were brought to Babylon, they want to teach them the ways, the wisdom, and the custom of the Babylonian. Ah, but when you have presence, they decided we are not going to defile ourselves with the king's mates. And God honored them with his presence. And when the king began to question them, the Bible says the king found none that can be compared to Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's their Hebrew name. Amen. In all manner of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. Someone says presence. Because the presence of God will give you supernatural divine wisdom that men cannot understand. How come you have come to understand this? No, sir. He says, at that instance, the Holy Spirit will give you insights, expo, of what to do, what to say. Amen. The gift of his presence. He found them 10 times better. If you go down to chapter 2 and verse 47, this was when Daniel interpreted the king's dream. And the king answered Daniel, "Of a truth, your God is a God of gods and a Lord of lords and a revealer of..." Seeing that thou could reveal these secrets, look at what followed next. Next verse. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many gifts and made him ruler over the whole province and of Babylon and chief of all the governors over all his wise men. They were not immigrants. They came as slaves. Did you see what presence can do? Oh, yes, the presence of God can lift a pauper from the dung heap and bring him to palace to sit with kings and great men. When you have the gift, there is a gift that you can seek. And I'm still saying it is not the gift of money. It is not the gift of influence. It is the gift of his presence. Because when you have the presence of God, there is no way anything can stand in your way in the journey of life. Praise the Lord. It was God's presence that lifted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego also to the top. Because, you see, when the king saw the fourth man in the fire with them, they brought them out. And the Bible said they could not even smell fire on them. I don't know someone who has been praying, "Lord, I don't want to go through this fire." Oh, yes, God is preparing you for your throne. Thank you, Lord. Let's move on. Let me give us one more. His presence brings healing and wholeness. Healing and wholeness. Healing and wholeness. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. Deuteronomy 7, 15. The Lord will take away from this, from your home, from your life, from your family, from your lineage, from your household, all sicknesses. And I will put none of the diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, which I lay upon the Egyptians, I will take them away from thee. Because I'm the Lord who can do. You see, in the presence of God, sickness cannot coexist. In Isaiah chapter 58, from verse 7, Isaiah 58, from verse 7 and verse 8, when we talk about the gift of God's presence, when you give yourself to stand before him, he was talking about fasting here. He says, is it not to do that bread to the hungry, that you bring the poor that are cast out of the house, you bring them in. When you see the naked, you cover them, that you do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Next verse. He says, then something will happen. Your light shall break forth as the morning. Your health shall spring forth. How? Someone's health is springing forth speedily. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I said, someone's health is springing forth speedily. Amen. In Psalm 103 and verse 3, as I round up, we're going to begin to pray. It says, who forgive all thy iniquity? And how many diseases is the Lord going to heal you from? I don't know about you, but I said in his presence, nothing survives that is not of God. Who forgiveth all, not some. Some of us are still looking back to the past. I did this, and maybe this is why God is punishing you. Look at that scripture again. Who forgive how many of your iniquity? How many? Who healeth how many of your diseases? I will still repeat again. I know of a beloved sister who is, she's not here with us. She comes once in a while. It does not matter how much we pray. As soon as we finish praying, she will still remind me and say, Pastor, this thing, it runs in our family. And I keep saying that, well, if you are not ready to let go, then why are we praying? Because she will remind you that, yes, our mother, all our siblings, they have the same problem. When the Bible says God has healed you, not just you, but all your lineage, all your household, all your family, he has healed all your diseases. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. The gift of his presence. The gift of his presence. The Shekinah glory of God. It is not something that can be trivialized. It is also not something that is common. There is a price. Tell your neighbor, there is a price. There is a price. If you go back to that psalm, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of shall. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you see, there are gifts you give to men and they don't know how to use it. But I've said this, the gift of God's presence is God's reward to his own people. Because the more you spend in his presence, the more is Shekinah glory. Not just the panim, He's not just going to cause his face to look on you. His glory will cloak you. Will cloak you. Will overshadow you. But if you don't have a relationship, that's where you need to start. But even if you have a relationship and you have messed up, there is an opportunity. And even though you have not messed up, you are still in faith. But you are part of Brother Peter, James, and John, who in the presence of glory were sleeping. And don't get me wrong, church, the issues of life happens. Life may have battered you, tossed you to and fro. The flesh may be weak and cause you to what? To sleep. The scripture says it, even the young men shall faint and utterly fall. It is human for us to be tired. But the advantage that those three disciples had was that they were close to Jesus. Because when they awake, they saw. Let me give you a minute to pray for yourself. I don't know which category you fall into. Whether you have been sleeping, your own. Whether you are backslidden, your own. Whether you need to give your life to Jesus. Go ahead and begin to pray.